Okay, you ready? You can hear me okay? Great, we're on. Perfect. Awesome. Let's go. I'm Peter Little, lead pastor at Christ Pacific Church in Huntington Beach, California. We're cultivating a community of faith, hope, and love that follows Jesus into the world. And you're listening to our Sunday Sermons podcast. To learn more about us or to subscribe to this podcast, visit us at cpchb.org. Thanks for listening today.
Good morning. Good morning, your lovely faces this morning. We are going to be reading from Philippians 4, so turn your Bibles there. Philippians 4, 11 to 13, that's where we're going to be reading from today. And as you guys are turning there, we've been telling kids all week, what's important is not having a Bible. What's important is reading it. Amen? You got to read it. Philippians 4. I just want to take this opportunity to just thank the many volunteers, right? Many leaders that have prayed for VBS, that have helped us decorate the weeks leading up to it, for the leaders that have been here wrangling the kids, and for you guys that have been praying all week for their hearts, right? You guys got the e-blast and you knew what was happening. And we had such a great time in here. We had 90-plus kids dancing around, getting wet on Wednesday, and we can't do it without you. When the verse says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, you guys are that strength. We can't do this alone. Amen? This week we had a VBS main idea, and we normally blow a whistle. I'll blow the whistle second service. And we say, with God, all things are possible. Can we say that together? 3, 2, 1. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Isn't that so true? We skipped VBS last year and we said we have to do it this year. And we have to speak into the year that we had. So I'm coming to you guys this morning with almost a report. It is a sermon that we have been giving the kids all week, but I think you guys have little kids in you. I think you can handle today. All right, we're going to be talking about David and Goliath, Daniel in the lion's den, Jonah and the whale, because the gospel is true. The gospel and God is so good. And our big verse, we put our hands like this. Can you guys do that with me? Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. A lot of children's ministry is I say and then you repeat. Ready? Philippians 4:13.
I can do everything through Christ
who gives me strength. If you enjoy that, welcome to the VBS team of next year, huh? Paul was writing to the church in Philippi while he was in prison. And his message was to a church whose faith was being challenged. And while he was in prison, his encouragement is, don't worry about me. Look at the hardships that I'm enduring. Look at the hardships that you're enduring and be brave. But more than that, look at Christ who has suffered the cross for you and for me, and he strengthens us. Amen? Would you please stand as we read our text this morning? I hope that was enough time for you guys to get to Philippians 4. We're going to start reading from halfway through 11. And this is what it says. Paul says, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And here's our verse. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Would you stay standing as we pray? Good morning, God. God, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your son. God, I thank you for this church. I thank you for this community. God, I pray for everybody in this room, and you know exactly where they're coming from, what weekend they're coming from, what weeks they're coming from. God, you are God, and you are mighty and powerful, yet you know us individually. God, would you speak to the deep needs of our hearts? Would you give us eyes to see how you see the world today? God, would you strengthen us in our feeble hands and our knees? God, we do this together. We do this for you. We do this by your strength. We pray this in your son's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Wow. Experiencing contentment. That's easy to talk about pre-pandemic, yeah? Have you ever experienced having plenty? Have you ever experienced being in need? It's not just toilet paper we're talking about. Right? Have you ever experienced being in isolation? Paul writing to us in prison, to what it feels like to be imprisoned and inside. Paul says, I know how to be content in plenty and in want. I know how to be content in any and every situation. Why? Because he belongs to Christ. Guess what, folks? You belong to Christ. I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know if contentment is not even in the radar. It can be had through Jesus himself. Look to him. Look to how he served us at the cross. Look at the hardship that Paul went through, but look to Jesus. He is our strength, he is our example, and he gives you and I strength. Amen? And you're probably wondering how. Okay, Jericho, great, here we go. And I'm going to tell you guys, this is what we told the kids. Day one, we taught them, you know what, there's huge feelings that maybe you kids have been going through, and we want to help you sort through it, but we don't want to just help you sort through it, we want to give you the gospel. We want to give you the good news, right? So the first thing that they learn is, when I am afraid, I can trust in God. Can we say that together? I can trust in God. That's right. We look at David and Goliath, right? There's this unbelievable 9-foot, 9-inch giant who, by the sight of him, anyone could retreat. And yet we looked at an unlikely hero, a shepherd boy, youngest of 8 brothers. And there are many things in this world today that are tall, really big, giants, right? You guys have them in your personal lives. We have it in the world. For kids, we say there's big bullies in the playground, right? We have kids that are understanding, if I go to school, man, what am I going to do with this pandemic? We have parents stressed out. Am I going to send my kids here? Are we going to put them in sports? Right? We have parents that are like, I don't know, our small business is not going well. Right? There are huge giants in our world today, but we wanted to teach the kids to not just say, hey, just breathe. We want to tell them, you can trust in God. And so we ask them, if you have best friends, what is it about them that you can trust? They want what's good for you, right? They take care of you. You have parents. What is it about parents that we can trust? They help you grow. They feed you. And then we make that jump. What is it about God that we can trust him? And we look at his character, that he is good. Oh, so good. All the time. God is good. Mm-hmm. He provides for what we need, not sometimes what we want. He protects us. And how can we know this? We look at the story of David. He looks at his life experience, a little shepherd boy. He says, you know what? I can face this giant because God has allowed me to rescue my sheep from the mouth of the lions and from the bear. And he says, I'm going to go after you. Question for you is this. When were those times that God provided for you? When were those times that God protected you? And it might be time to remind yourself. There's always a story that God wants to walk us through. Right? We're not going to make rent, but all God provides to the last cent. We don't know where childcare is going to come from. God provides one of you guys. Right? I don't know how we're going to pull off VBS. And God provided 50 plus volunteers. We don't know if anyone's going to come to VBS. We had 90 plus kids. Right? You guys are part of this. What are those stories in your life? That was day one. Day two, He says, even if we feel abandoned, even if we don't see God, even if we don't feel Him, God is always with us. God is always with us. And guess what story we looked at? Daniel in the lion's den. We look at Daniel, who lost his country, but God was there. Daniel, who got moved to another country, he could have been mad. Maybe he was, but God was there. Daniel found favor with the king. God was there. He did everything right. He was praying to God, and he got thrown in the lion's den. Do you think God was there? God was there. Do you think God was with us pre-pandemic? Oh, yes. Do you think he was here March 13th, 2020? Absolutely. When everything started opening up, God was with us. And guess what? Whatever this month will look like as we enter school for kids in a month, right? God is with us. God's with you now. Isn't this so good? We didn't hold back with the kids. We're just going to tell you how it is. God is with us. How can we know two things? We can look at his word. There are promises in here that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. There's promises in here that says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Right? There are so many promises in here. It's not important that you own one. What's important is that you what? You read it, right? I like the hard copy version, because if I look at it on my phone, I'm checking my email. Did I pay my bills? Right? And so spend that time. That's one way. And then another way that we can know that God is always with us is through each other. So look at each other. Yes! You guys are the best object lesson in the world. What does this mean? That this means that when God provides for you in the past and when God protects you in the past, when God is showing up in your life right now, that you declare it. You declare it to each other. Because there are times when I'm tired. I'm tired of looking at the news. I'm tired of God. I don't know what to do. But somebody tells me, like this morning, I was talking to one of you guys and they said, I led somebody to the Lord. Oh, so good. That's better news for me, right? Hey, we didn't know where finances were going to come from, and the Lord provided. Hey, I don't know where we were going to find our next car. God provided. Tell each other, right? So push past the how are you? Oh, good. See you later. Hey, let me tell you. And you're going to get weird looks, huh? But that's okay. That's okay. We have to practice in here because we have to do it out in the world too. Right? And it's not just declaring it. You can also say, hey, pray with me. There's somebody at work that's hard to be around. Just pray with me. Pray for me this week. And that could be it. And then come back the following week. Guess what? They were beautiful to be around this week. I got them coffee. We hung out. They go to a church down the street. Who knows? All right. So, two questions for you guys. What are those giants in your life? And how are you with trusting the Lord? Second question, have you ever felt abandoned? Do you need to remind yourself of how God has provided, how God has protected you? And do you need other people to just tell you, hey, this is how God's working in my life? That was the first 2 days. All right, we're going to take a breath. We got two more. And it's super, super cool. Third day, we talked about Jonah and the whale. And you're going to love this. And our main point was, even though it's hard, I can love my enemies. I can love my enemies. In a culture where we are so quick to cancel each other or to just write somebody off, oh man, I can't believe they think that. Can't believe, get this, I have this. They're inconsistent with how they follow just COVID rules, right? Oh, you do this in one area, but then you're incongruent in another area, right? I have all of those inconsistencies in me, and thank you for having grace for me. You're like, why are we having VBS? Isn't there a pandemic? Right? And we learned about our friend, Jonah. He's a friend of God, and God sends him to the Ninevites, right? And he says, I want you to go to them, and I want you to tell them to stop hurting each other. And guess what Jonah does? Jonah gets on the boat and goes the farthest he goes. And because he couldn't, he's like, you know what? Those are my enemies, right? The world we live in label each other for acting different, dressing different, right? For even just living on this side, right? And we need to be the testimony to the world. The church needs to be that, of how to love, even the hardest to love. How do we love the hardest to love? You guys have experienced a lot this past year, right? As people work remotely, you guys are closer to family, right? They're in your space. I thought this was my office, right? Oh, husbands and wives, right? This is the quirks. We ask the kids, are there people in your life that are hardest to love? And they're like, my brother, my sister, right? We've gotten closer with our neighbors, but then we're kind of like tired of them now. We're calling our siblings, but we're kind of like, they have not changed. There are people in our lives that are hardest to love, and yet who's our example? Jesus Christ. We were hard to love, and yet he endured the cross. And that's our last day. Last day is I need Jesus to be my best friend. Who helped David be brave in front of the giant? Jesus. Who helped Daniel in the lion's den? Jesus. Who was a better example than Jonah? Jesus. And we were telling our kiddos, Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. We had the song where it goes, my God is King of the giants. My God is King of the lions. My God is King of the creatures of the deep. My God is the king of me. The question is he the king in your life? Is he the king in your life? We ask the kids this. Will you make him your best friend? This year we've had many different changes, many different adjustments, many nights of praying and believing. Many worry-filled days stressing out about our families, our kiddos, our grandbabies. It has become more important to find hope in God. And here's the invitation. Jesus wants a relationship with you that affects your immediate now and ultimately your direction in life. Jesus, God's Son, is good. He provides for all that we need and protects us. Jesus didn't deserve the cross. He lived a perfect life. He said nothing wrong. He thought nothing wrong, and he did nothing wrong. And yet he took all the punishment that you and I deserve. And here, I just said, you know what? VBS celebration is just another pseudo way of we're gonna tell people about the gospel. We've been telling the kids the good news of the gospel. Today is time to tell the parents about the good news of the gospel. And you guys, be praying at 10:30, right? Because this is our community. Could you imagine the impact of the gospel in these families' lives? How do we make Jesus our best friend? A, B, C. We ask our elementary kids, can you show us your A, sign language, B, and C, right? A is you have to admit that you're a sinner. Sin is anything we say, think, or do. Sin is not just the things that we do on the outside. It's not just the mean things that we say. It's also an internal thing. And guess what it does? It hurts us, it hurts other people, and it ultimately hurts God. The Bible says, wait, going too fast. And we ask the kids, when you do something wrong, what does mom and dad ask you to do? What do grandparents ask you to do? To apologize. To say sorry, to mean it. And the Bible says, if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Why? Because B, the next part is we have to believe in the Lord Jesus, that he is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. He hung on that cross for you and for me, and he died. And at this point, I asked the friends, I said, that's the end of the story, right? And they said, no, because Easter Sunday morning, 3 days later, the women disciples went to the tomb. They told the men disciples, hey, his body's not there. And Jesus appears. God brings him back to life, and that is our hope, right? And that's how we have hope. And then C is we are committing to live God's way. We put Jesus as our Savior and Lord and best friend in our life. Will we still make mistakes? Absolutely. But we've been forgiven. And God, the Holy Spirit, helps us take every step of the way to live for God. And here's the cool part, and I love adding this part. Some people say, why should I live a boring life that I do not want? Right? If I'm a Christian, you're telling me I can't do all this if I want? Here's the good news, friends. God himself changes our desires. The things that used to fill us or satisfy, or you think satisfy, no longer does. Because he calls you into a deeper purpose. I look at all the 50 volunteers and I'm like, you guys are nuts to want to hang out with 90 kids. Right? And so that's why I call you guys to help out. Not because you owe me a favor, but because it's ultimately you're doing it for the Lord, and it's him who calls you and it's him who equips. And I know I've done a good job when one of you guys say, you know what? I get more out of serving than giving. And not everybody says it, right? Because it's like, I'm tired. But that's okay. I can't wait until they're 18, just coming up to one of you guys. Hey, remember that VBS? And I was a punk. And they're like, I feel like I need to go into full-time missionary work. That'd be my dream. That'd be my dream if any kid from my ministry says, I'm going to be a long-term missionary. Besides my kids getting to know the Lord and walking with the Lord. That would be amazing. They'd come to you and said, I went to that VBS. You taught me the Lord. You pointed me to Jesus. And that same invitation is for you this morning. We're going to pray here in a little bit, right? If you don't know Jesus, if you don't have a relationship with him, or if you've received Jesus before but you've not been living the right way, you've just kind of gone your own way, right? We'll have a prayer to recommit your life at the end, but if you don't know Jesus, right, I just want to invite you to this time. We're going to pray in a second, okay? We love you for praying for our kids this week. Thank you for coming to church. I love you guys in here. Would you pray with me? And if that is you who you don't know where you stand with Jesus, and you're wondering, man, do I know this Jesus? Do I have a relationship with him? Would you pray this with me? God, I know I've sinned. I've said many things, I've thought many things, and I've done things that hurt me, hurt others, and hurt you. God, I'm so sorry for these. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me and that you came back to life so I might have life in you. Help me live for you, God. Help me live for others. In Jesus' name, amen. And we'll continue praying. And if it's you that you've been living your own life, you know God's calling you more and more, you've just strayed away. And it's this morning that you need to just recommit and say, you know what? I want to remember today, August 1st, 2021, VBS celebration. I want to give you my life again, Jesus. Would you pray this with me? God, I thank you for your son. I thank you that you take me back. God, you know where you want me to walk and where you want me to go. Sorry for going the way that I wanted to go. Would you help me? Would you help me? Would you help me today? In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, welcome to the family of God. Welcome. Please talk to one of us. Please talk to somebody that invited you here, or please talk to just your neighbor right now. All right? And if you're wondering, what's my next step? All right, there's a kid song. Read your Bible, pray every day, and I'm going to add a third line. Go to church. Get connected. All right? Consider us here. If you made a decision to recommit your life to Jesus today, talk to one of us. Talk to a friend. All right? And if you're like, man, I've heard these before, bring this message to where you're going today. ABCs. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe in the Lord Jesus. Commit to live God's way. Shall we worship? Awesome. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks for joining our Christ Pacific Sunday Sermon podcast. To hear more of our sermons, or to subscribe, or to learn how you can be engaged with what we're up to in Huntington Beach, please visit us at cpc.org.